Gate.
Funny or Die, as I was walking out here, was the number one referral to healthcare.gov, referral source, late this morning. So that's a good thing. So we knew that there would be an opportunity to talk about healthcare.gov, as the president says, and that's why he was doing it. What the interview might look like, but there's a lot of ad-libbing in there.
Funny or Die has a lot of people questioning why the president would do such a sarcastic, non-realistic skit. Why would he do a comedy bit? And that's where we begin here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Hope you're doing well, America. Certainly that voice you heard there was Jay Carney, who is the momentary defender of the president, I guess, at a moment's notice. He's always the president's defender. That's his gig. He's the White House gatekeeper, the spokesperson, if you will, to brief the press every single day. So here's the thing with this. Watching this skit, Putin couldn't help himself, and neither could anyone who's been covering what's going on in the Ukraine, and they asked Vladimir Putin if what he thought about the skit, and he said, will a comedy video counter that? So, is it a desperate act to try to reel in the youth when you only have 4+ million people signed up for affordable care, which, by the way, a lot of that is unpaid at this point? And here's the thing with the exchanges. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure this out. The way they were set up, they were counting on rolling sevens. They were counting on that happening, but young people aren't flocking to the exchanges. You have to have an infusion of youth to counterattack the things that happen to older people who would be part of those exchanges. Otherwise, the insurance is not affordable health care. It's unaffordable health care, because you don't have the younger people to balance it out. You don't have the money for their premiums coming in. So the bottom line is funnyordie.com is funny. I like it. It's a website that's out there that is incredibly clever, that was started by a couple of comedians and has spread throughout the beyond the comic world, and that was the idea. Funny or die. You're either funny or you die, pretty much. And the idea behind the president taping this thing with comedian Zach Galifianakis was that it was a farce, and it was supposed to be farcical and a skit and blah, blah, blah. But the idea was to get younger people to see it and sign up. It went viral, and 19,000 in that demographic shot it up. So they went from watching the video to signing up for health care. Now, the key thing is, are they going to pay for the health care? Are they going to pay for that health care, which right now is also a problem that's often not talked about? But signing up is one thing, and paying for it is another thing completely. To be sure, that's not the only thing that we're talking about in this hour of America Tonight. The Malaysian plane that is missing, more and more examination of these passports, and the stolen passports showing a lot of gaps in air security around the world. We've already touched on that a little bit, but now they're also saying there's no question the radar shows that that plane, which has not been located, was incredibly off course. It took a turn and went in a different direction. What would cause a plane to take a turn and go in a different direction? Well, let's see. Could be some form of terrorism. Could be some form of trying to force the issue. What would make the pilot turn around? But yet there's no SOS. there's no outcry for help. So that continues to be the mystery, but it continues to be the mystery that people want to hear about. They want to know what's going on with the plane. There were a few Americans on board the plane, and they want to know what's going on with this mysterious Malaysian airline. What happened? This has been since the weekend, the search for Flight 370. They're posting signs, anything online, all over the place. But we still have that question thing that's hanging in the air. How does a jet that big become invisible? A 777, how does it become invisible? I don't get it. Something has happened here. What is that something? We know planes have disappeared in the past. Amelia Earhart. Smaller planes, different things that have happened. In this case, and we've seen another plane in 2009, the Air France flight, but then eventually they found it. It took forever, but they did, and they got the box. In this case, there are all these facts out there, and there are satellite images that are being posted. In fact, it's a commercial satellite network that's got an online posting spot, Digital Globe it's called, and people are putting things out there. I mean, this is a needle in the haystack. That's the best way to say it. There's misinformation, there's no information, and there's confusing information. Because it's such a wide coverage area. Trying to figure out if they see anything from the satellite photos. And will they ever unravel this? And the answer is, you know what? There's a chance they might not. They might not do that. And once this whole thing unfolds, there's going to be more crackdowns, I think, on things like carry-on bags and whatever they decide. You know, passports certainly will be a crackdown on, but I don't understand that in the first place, because wasn't that the whole scenario, is to try to really check the passports? I mean, how do stolen passports get through in the first place? And this is all speculation, but somebody's not doing their job. I just went through this process. And it was ridiculous. I thought it was over the top what I had to go through in Miami. And it wasn't anything incredibly tough in Dallas, but I still had to have the passport go through the machine to prove who I was. So this mystery and the speculation of the disappearance has captivated our attention. What was it that set this plane in a different direction? What was it? And now it's pretty problematic with this passports and the tampering with the passports, that what could have happened here? I think it's just people letting people through, you know, just kind of looking at it and not paying close enough attention. And then good counterfeiters. And they're known to have a bunch of good counterfeiters in Thailand. All right, coming up next, in case you missed it, a great conversation with terrorism expert Jeff Atticott. That's next here on America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
He's the director of the Center for Terrorism Law, St. Mary's University School of Law in San Antonio. Izzy in Missouri, I hope you're listening. I think, Jeff, Izzy is one of your biggest fans. She loves it when you're on. She likes it. She says, Jeff, he pulls no punches. And speaking of pulling no punches, boy, I'll tell you, some of your posts are just, I mean, all your posts really to me are dead on, but you talk about why the Crimea can control its own destiny and become part of Russia. Some people see that and go, what's he talking about? Explain what you think the role should be for the United States in this situation that we've got going on now in the peninsula.
Well, from a national perspective, you know, we have to do what's best for our country, and I'm a nationalist. I don't really care about, you know, the international poo-poo, so to speak, of the far left that always are concerned with what other countries think about us. From a national interest, Ukraine has not attacked us. They haven't attacked another country. They've obviously got civil unrest. They've got issues within their own nation. We've had the same process in our own great history. We had a thing called the Declaration of Independence, where the people decided that we wanted to break away from a particular government that we found distasteful. We have the right, the God-given right, according to our Declaration of Independence, to form a new nation. That's exactly what we did. So if the individuals in that part of Ukraine, the Crimea, vote to join another nation or create their own country, they certainly have the right to do so.
Yeah, and it's great the way you point that out about the Declaration of Independence, because all we keep hearing from the White House, from Obama, is that this is breaking international law. But that simply isn't true, is it?
No, not necessarily. It's not true at all. Again, it's called self-determination. When in the course of human events, governments are formed by the consent of the people. And if the people no longer consent, they have the right to break away. And this is a case of them breaking away. They're not trying to overthrow the government in Kiev. They're simply saying that we no longer think that you represent our interests. We have grievances, and we want to break away. And in this case, they want to break away and join with Russia. They have the God-given right. If it was good enough for our founders, then it should be good enough for everybody else in the world. We can't say, well, it's good enough for us, but nobody else can do it. That doesn't make sense. And President Obama, you know, obviously has a very shallow understanding of the roots of this country.
Yeah, as you watch this, too, and you see what's happening with the European Union, it seems to me, and I could be wrong about this, but reading this, they're talking about the money they're raising to give to the Ukrainians and all that kind of stuff, Jeff, but it seems to me like the European Union is trying to sort of back around this. They're kind of caught in the middle of this. Am I right?
Well, I think so, yes. I mean, no one's going to go to war over what's occurring in Ukraine. And no one's going to impose heavy economic sanctions on Russia. Russia's not Libya. They are a major superpower. And if you want to, fall on your sword over this and start a new Cold War in earnest, then that's the way to do it. And the Europeans aren't going to do that. They're too dependent on Russia. And again, Russia has not attacked another country. They were invited in. They came in to protect their own ethnic population, Russians that are there at the invitation. The parliament voted unanimously in the Crimea to have a referendum and to rejoin Russia. Now it's going to the people. So the people make that determination. And if they decide they want to go with Russia, then I see no violation of international law.
What does this say about also the president and how he's perceived internationally now, especially after what's happened the last couple of years, the things that you and I have talked about?
Well, you know, the naivete all started when he got the Nobel Peace Prize after being in office for 24 hours and doing nothing. And one thing he has done is nothing. Every issue that he's touched, from Iraq, where it's falling apart, to Afghanistan, where we're leaving in defeat, to Syria, to Libya, to North Africa, to Russia, our relationships with China, North Korea. He has no success stories, either domestically with his policies nor in terms of national security. It's quite sad that the United States has lost a lot of our standing because, you know, what other countries respond to is the application of violence or the threat of lawful violence. And, of course, when we rattle our sword now, it's about the size of a butter knife, and it intimidates nobody in terms of getting them to do or to refrain from doing anything. So we are simply a paper tiger under this administration.
Yeah. And then you mix in, too, always the United Nations, but you even clearly point this out. They can't get involved in the middle of this, with Russia clearly being part of the Security Council, correct?
That's correct, and that's why the United Nations is another reason why it's a worthless organization. During the Cold War, nothing ever got done because the Soviets were one of the members of the Permanent Security Council and the Chinese Communists. So we had a brief little window of opportunity in the 90s when we had a couple of resolutions that got through, but particularly with President Obama in his Libya escapade when he got the Security Council to approve a no-fly zone, and then broke his word and started attacking targets on the ground through, quote-unquote, NATO, well, you know, the Russians and the Chinese aren't going to approve any type of Security Council use of force anywhere in the world with that type of track record.
Yeah. What's your take? I mean, this is off topic of Russia and that situation, but just because so many eyes are on this, what's happening with this Malaysian airliner that's missing and the whole passport thing, the two people with the fake passport. And I know this can be a lot of different things and we don't know at this point, but what's your gut tell you on that?
Well, you know, the number one target for radical Islamic extremism has always been airplanes. We've had cases where planes have gone down before. The one in Egypt that the pilot basically crashed into the ground and the media tried to cover it up. Our first clue was when he was shouting as he crashed the plane into the ground, Allah Akbar, over and over and over again. We don't have enough information. We have two individuals that bought, you know, one-way tickets with cash, and no red alarms went off. That's very disturbing. And so we'll just have to kind of wait and see. But Malaysia is a Islamic nation, and there's radical Islamic extremists in Malaysia aplenty.
Yeah, boy, that certainly is true, no doubt about that. Another thing that we talked about a lot, and I'll throw this in here too, is because you had thoughts on this, Benghazi, it keeps, you know, bubbling up, coming back up over again. Are we ever really going to know the A, B, C, and D of this situation that happened there with the death of the ambassador and three others?
Not with our current news media, not until this administration is out of office, and it might come out at some point. But, of course, Hillary Clinton has an interest in keeping the lid on the truth. What I do know is that we could have got air assets there in time to make a difference. And when we were told that, well, you know, we couldn't distinguish who to shoot at. But no, you just shoot at everything within a two-block radius around the embassy and level it. That sends a signal to people that do not mess with our ambassador or with our embassy. And if there's collateral damage, then that's simply the way it goes. And these groups, these totalitarian groups, will understand that. But, of course, we wring our hands and worry about what countries will think about us. Well, when you don't use force, when you have the right to use force, they think a great deal about you in terms of being vacillating and weak and do-nothings.
So in that perception, vacillating and weak, whoever the next person is that steps into the White House, how important is it, do you think, for them to stand much, much taller than what we've seen, obviously? Is there a way to get that back? Because, you know, it's one of those hills that you can roll down, and all of a sudden the United States just keeps getting further and further away from what it once was.
Well, it's going to take, you know, opportunities where we can use force in a logical way and then to use that force, because that's what gets the attention of these regimes. There was a time when the American flag was such that, you know, nobody dared mess with the American flag. And that time has passed. Doesn't mean it can't come back again, but we need to put our emphasis on protecting our people and using force when necessary when those people are threatened.
Yeah. All right. And finally, Jeff, last question, bring it back around to the situation with what Putin's doing, what's happening there with the referendum. Do you think the referendum just goes off on the 16th without a lot of problems, or do you think there's some problems?
I think it's going to go off, and I'm confident based on, you know, what my sources say, that it will be an overwhelming vote to secede and to join Russia.
Yeah, because, again, that also goes to the population, right? A lot of the population there, that's exactly what they want.
That's right. And, of course, Ukraine's not a stable country. Russia has more stability. And, again, the parliament voted unanimously to secede, basically.
Yeah. All right, Jeff Atticott, St. Mary's University School of Law. How's things in San Antonio?
Well, they're doing good. You know, not as cold as it is up north, but we're surviving the global warming as well.
I love that. Jeff Atticott, thanks so much. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Kate.
Bye-bye.
Self-reliance. Survival supplies. Survival skills. National experts. Get it all at the only free-to-attend national event exclusively for preppers. This spring in Tulsa. It's the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo. A must-be-there event. Presented by American Living. This massive expo will include special guests. David Mays from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers. Plus, GCN's own Dr. Joel Wallach via live video conference. Hear Dr. Bones, Nurse Amy, and members of the American Prepper Network. Along with many other leading national experts. Learn life-saving tips, CPR, how to handle crisis situations. Walk through a bomb shelter and much, much more. Two big days, April 5th and 6th at the Tulsa Expo Square in Tulsa, Oklahoma. That's April 5th and 6th. Doors open at 9 a.m. with absolutely free admission. Don't miss the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, America's largest emergency preparedness event. Get your free tickets now. NPSExpo.com. That's NPSExpo.com.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
It's time to get your green on with the great green sale from Freeze Dry Guy. Now through St. Patrick's Day, March 17th, cases of delicious freeze-dried vegetables, green beans, and green peas are now on sale at veteran-owned freezedryguy.com. You don't need to be Irish to feel like you have pots of gold with a healthy supply of these delicious, nutritious green vegetables. They're perfect for your emergency preparedness needs or outdoor activities from camping to RV travel. Green beans and green peas, easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and now easier than ever to buy. How about some green backs in your wallet or purse just for ordering? Act now, and Freeze Dry Guy will give you $25 in survival bucks for every case you purchase by St. Paddy's Day. So get your green on now, veggie lovers. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Here they come again, catch us if you can. Time to get a move on, we will yell with all of our might. Catch us if you can, catch us if you can, catch us if you can. Now we gotta run, no more time for fun, when we're getting angry, we will yell with all of our might.
Welcome to another edition of Peel Back the Onion with my pal Andrew Sabo, marketing strategist and branding expert, also a speaker. Andrew, how are you?
Excellent, Kate. Good to be with you and your listeners tonight.
Good to have you back on the show. Okay, the Ukraine, of course, we can't get enough of this because everything is happening there, obviously. It's a showdown. I said to Bob Ney, the former congressman from Ohio who was on, I said, this is kind of like those old MTV celebrity death matches they used to have, the claymation figures. They would put celebrities together and have them duel it out. And I said it would be like you'd have Putin in one corner and you'd have Obama in the other corner, because that's what everybody's really talking about. As far as who comes out better from your perception right now, because we talked about what you look at, marketing, strategy, branding, all that kind of stuff. So when you see on the world stage what's happening here, who looks better right now, Obama or Putin?
Well, again, it's about perspective, which often is the case when it comes to messaging. I mean, from Russia's point of view, clearly Putin is the stronger one. I mean, he's been looking down at the nose of the Americans. It's been prevalent now for several years. I mean, go back to Snowden. You know, he didn't hand over Snowden. It's pretty obvious. I mean, when one looks at the games, the Olympic Games, the Winter Games, This reminded me, I'm sorry, but it reminded me at some level of the 1936 Olympic Games in Berlin. where it was a show of power on the Germans' part to show off to the world that they were no longer a weak power. If you look at it in a historical perspective, you know, Germany was weakened after the First World War, and this is really their coming out and showing off their strength and that they had rebuilt the country. I think drawing some parallels, this was Putin's coming out party showing the Russian strength. And now you've seen him in Crimea occupying. He's looking to, I see it that he could very well easily be occupying Ukraine. And I don't think there's much the West can do about it. And Obama, unfortunately, his whole strategy, let's reset the policy from the Bush years has been, it's been a reset, but not in the right direction. And Obama's looking at this now. He has no, as we talked about last week, scaled back the military. And then you look at what's the red line going to be this time? We saw already the red line that was in Syria. We talked about that a few months ago, remember? That was the last red line that Obama drew. He promised to intervene if Bashar al-Assad regime used chemical weapons. And Assad called Obama's bluff. And it's ironic that it's Putin who saved the U.S. president from the consequences of his own rhetoric. So, who's the stronger? It's quite clearly Putin. And it's amazing how things have changed. If we've talked about this several months ago, but comparisons of Carter and his foreign policy, that's looking a whole lot stronger than Obama's policy at this point.
Yeah, I agree. And I'll tell you what, I think Putin is far from done with this whole thing at this point. He is not backing down. And, I mean, there's just no way he'll back down after this. He's going to continue to rally. I think he's going to hold everybody at bay, if you will, the European Union. And we'll see ultimately how the rest of this unfolds. And then part of this is going to be the money deal because the Ukraine needs desperately money. And what do you make of the U.S. pledging $1 billion? There are some on the Hill that are saying, are you kidding? Let's just get out of this game. Why are we even throwing money up here? What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, this is a situation where just throwing money at it, we saw what happened in Egypt. That doesn't work. You know, it does not buy loyalty anymore. Obama's, you're looking at Obama's preferred method is diplomacy. His diplomacy doesn't work. Money doesn't work, and we no longer have military power. So we're really out of options at this point. There was one thing that we talked about a little bit. I'm sure you've heard about this, Kate, is if the Western powers can manage to work together, which I'm not sure how Obama can do that. Both Bushes were very good at that. They maintained excellent relationships with our allies. But one recourse, if the allies do gang up on Russia and go, if you like, an economic strike against the ruble, they could ruin the ruble. And that would be, I think, it's almost the only recourse left. What do you think, Kate?
Oh, yeah. If they did that, though, too, what would it ultimately do to the people in Russia? There's consequences, obviously, there. But, yes, that's been talked about. And, of course, we know we've seen that with the European Union and the International Monetary Fund and the bailouts, where they've had to bail out several countries. So they know all about maneuvering the currency and what can happen to that. So, absolutely, that's a huge possibility. Hey, speaking of maneuvering, there's a lot of reaction to the president's now budget. And John Boehner said, the Speaker of the House said, I think this is the worst one yet. Money and manpower for regulations, that's part of the wish list. What do you think? I mean, first of all, we're talking about $3.9 trillion. That's crazy. Amazing, isn't it? And deficit reduction, once again, is in the back seat. What do you think?
Yeah, and it's interesting listening to some of Obama's supporters defend this budget. They're saying basically that, the rate of deficit is going down. So not necessarily the deficit's going away, but our deficit is not, is, it will potentially decrease in the next couple of years, and therefore, well, let's go spend money we don't have. I mean, it's like the amazing rhetoric and the double talk that goes on in Washington. It sounds great, but you've got to peel, again, peel back the onion. And so what are they really saying here? It's like telling a family who's already severely in debt that this year, okay, your economic shortfall will not be as great as last year. No, this year you're only going to be 50,000 more in debt. We were expecting to be 70,000 in debt. And because we're only going to be 50,000 more in debt, adding to our already big debt, they go, let's go out and spend some more money. Now, if you put that to a family, they would look at you with complete absurdity. How, what are you talking about? This is nonsense. And it, I'm amazed that the, this isn't really being challenged at its most fundamental level, which an absurdity of saying, well, let's spend more money because the rate of our deficit spending is now less. And actually, if you look at the futures, it's predicted to go even higher. So in a couple of years, that's potentially, and they say potentially, a reduction of deficit. So let's go spend more money. It is absurd. You wouldn't do that in a family. You don't do that in a business. You can't do that in a city. We've seen now states unable to do it, and yet the federal government uses double speak and makes it sound quite palatable. It's extraordinary and absolutely absurd. And we're just kicking the can down the road to a point where, you know, it may not be the ruble collapsing, but it's going to be the dollar collapsing.
Boy, I hope not, but you're absolutely right. And, you know, I said that when I first started doing America Tonight, geez, I hope we never see in my lifetime anywhere near a deficit of 19 to 20 trillion. But you know what? I might be seeing that and the rest of us might be seeing that 19 trillion. We're getting a lot closer than I ever thought we would get, which is just absolutely so shocking me. I want to squeeze this one last thing in. They also decided to announce another delay in the implementation of the Obamacare, Affordable Care Act, to allow insurers, they say, to continue offering health plans that don't meet the minimum coverage requirements. And the reason is because they'd have another wave of health policy cancellations, and people go berserk over that. So timing is everything, isn't it, because we have the midterm elections. Don't you think pretty much this is politics?
Of course it is. Democrats are running afraid here. I mean, historically, there's always a political advantage in the battle for control of House and Senate when you've got a midterm to the party that's not in the White House. And I'm sure you saw the new Washington Post ABC News poll, basically that saying that even though a lot of Americans trust Democrats more than Republicans in some of the key issues today, that's not being translated to any political advantage in the battles that will take place in the midterm election. So what are they going to do? They make a political maneuver, and because they're already on the losing edge potentially here, and as we've talked about several times already, that there's going to be millions more because of Obamacare are going to be losing their coverage this year. People are covered by companies. They postponed that, and that was all going to be happening in the months before the election. So by postponing that, it's clearly a political maneuver. I think a lot of people will start to see through that. I think it's incumbent on the Republicans to tell the story right. And this has been one of the failures, and obviously one of my criticisms, from a strategic messaging point of view, they don't always take the message and make it simple. You've got to make this to the point where everybody understands it in simple terms. All we're doing is we're postponing that. You will lose your coverage. The Democrats are doing this merely to gain your vote. Next year, once the elections are over, it's all going to come right back and you're going to lose your coverage. You've got to keep the message simple.
Yep, I agree with you. Keep it simple. That's always the best way. All right, peel back the onion with Andrew Szabo. Thanks, Andrew.
Thanks as always, Kay.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories.
But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
You've been hearing about the amazing benefits of Heart and Body Extract for many years. Now, hear from the co-founder.
My name is Tony Knudsen, and I am the co-founder of Heart and Body Extract. We've been in business for over 13 years now.
With thousands of satisfied customers who have experienced the amazing benefits but never experienced a price hike.
We've kept consistent pricing the whole entire time the company's been in business, and we'll continue to do so.
Call today for Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305, or visit hbextract.com.
How much money do you have saved up for retirement? You know, we see those commercials where, what's your number? And really, if you check among probably some of your own crowd, and maybe I'm wrong about this, they probably have no idea. Why is it when it comes to finances, especially something as important as retirement, with people living longer, are we like ostriches? I don't get it. I'm so excited to have this next guy on the show. He's in our virtual green room. Dan McGrath has written a book. This title alone is killer. What you don't know about retirement will hurt you. What you don't know about retirement, is it going to hurt you? Yeah, it's going to hurt you, I have a feeling, just based on my own sampling and polling of this audience. So, Dan, thanks for coming on the show. As somebody who is an investment guru, and you've helped, I'm sure, tons of people and seen all kinds of situations, you know, are you still getting the questions of, geez, I haven't saved very much up, and I'm 60 years old, what do I have to do? Do you get people that just have no idea what they're in for when they come and see you?
Pretty much, yes. Not just people that are 60. What they find out when you do read that particular book and the research I've done and what I all the time I put into this subject, you'll find real quick it's not only did they not save correctly or save as much, they didn't save correctly. And because of not saving correctly, it's going to lead to higher costs, actually, believe it or not, lower income and even higher taxes.
Yeah, so saving correctly, and if people get your book, they'll be able to, because you really go deep in this book. But what do, and you can go to Amazon.com, by the way, to pick that up. Give us a couple of sneak little nuggets. What are some things that you can do to save correctly?
The key is, unfortunately, we're taught to save now and pay the tax later. It's called tax deferral. So placing money out of your, taking money out of your paycheck, placing it into your 401k, and you're going to have less that's going to be taxed today from your income. And you're going to save that money later and take it out later, and then you'll pay a tax on it later. Well, the problem is, believe it or not, that same income that you're going to be, or that same investment that you'll be taking out later that's taxed also applies to your healthcare costs. So they're going to use that amount of income to determine what you're going to be paying for healthcare in retirement. And the more income you have, all the more you're going to pay for your healthcare. And your healthcare costs are going to skyrocket.
So do we hide our money in the mattress? What do we do?
Well, there's a lot of things you can do. And believe it or not, it's extremely simple solutions. I'm just hoping the financial industry will wake up to what is happening, because some of the things that we're told not to do are actually fantastic options. And I tell everyone, always take your employer match into your 401k. It's free money. But another easy, real easy way to save money is throw money into that Roth 401k if your employer has it. If they don't have a Roth 401k, well, see if they can put one on. It's not that complicated. Other solutions are, look at buying permanent life insurance. I know people don't like it, but it does grow a cash value inside of it. You can pull money out. And when you take that money out, it's tax-free, and the other greatest asset that nobody wants to mention, and hopefully everyone will take this correctly, is a reverse mortgage. Taking money out of, or the equity out of your home, is another way of actually making sure you control your health costs and save your Social Security.
Yeah, you're right about that, especially the reverse mortgage for sure. And with the life insurance, people are hesitant on that too, aren't they?
Well, yes, because unfortunately what happens is a lot, with life insurance, everyone believes it's to protect for death or for loss of life, and they're correct. And what they try to do is try to get as much as they can afford, and what they can usually afford is not necessarily what is needed. What I just try to tell people is there is no silver bullet. So what you want to do is you want to place some money into a Roth IRA, some money into a traditional IRA, which you know is going to be used against you, and then some money in the life insurance. It's not all in one. It's actual true financial planning. And the hard part is finding the financial advisor that understands how healthcare is going to impact your retirement.
Yeah, so I imagine this is one of the reasons your book is very different from Investing for Retirement, because you are rubbing people in the opposite direction. And because the rules of retirement have changed, haven't they?
They've changed in a big way, and I try to tell people for the last 10 years, the government, as much as people may or may not like them, or either side of the spectrum they may be, the one thing I have to give them credit for is they've told people, they're screaming from the rafters, this is what's going to happen. It's just unfortunate that people are not seeing it, and I didn't see it until my mother turned 65 and retired. And I only found out because, she ended up being hurt. That's the only reason I figured it out.
Yeah, because she was one of those people, right, that put money away and did all the things that followed the rules. I'm going to call them the rules, the principles that everybody was telling us to do. And then that hurt her when it came to health care. And health care is one of our biggest costs when we retire, isn't it?
It's actually, I tell people not only is it your biggest cost, but it's your greatest asset. Without your health, all the other plans that you're going to have in retirement are shot. Just think about if you've ever broken a finger or sprained an ankle. Are you traveling? Are you getting on the plane when you have the flu? Without your health, retirement really isn't that fun. It's your greatest asset.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. So when it comes to thinking about stuff like that, you have to just kind of rework what you're thinking, especially like with a reverse mortgage and whatnot. When you tried when you first tried to tell people, because you learned from your mom's situation and went against the grain, when you first tried to tell people that, do they look at you kind of cross-eyed?
They still are. I've been doing this for about 5 years now. One of the things in trying to give away as much as we possibly can, we created some software. It's at yourretirementcost.org. You, more than welcome anyone. It's a free report. Go and see what your cost of health care will be. And now what we're just trying to do is educate. Instead of trying to change the financial industry, we're trying to go to the public. And thanks to people like you that allow us a forum, we're going to be able to hopefully reach more people and say, here, this is what's really happening. And maybe they'll be the ones that will change what's happening and change the stagnation in the financial industry.
Yeah, and it's the key, like I said, a lot of people are like ostriches until all of a sudden, boom, now I have to retire. I mean, it's the key to just be open to what your finances are, listing things out and realizing, okay, here's my assets, here's where we're at, and really having a roadmap. A lot of people don't even have anything that looks like a map. It looks like a cocktail napkin that someone stepped on.
That's true. In you're 100% correct. And now what's starting to happen with the people that are heading towards retirement, the baby boomers, they're actually, and I apologize for not knowing exactly who dubbed them the sandwich generation, to quote them correctly, but they're the sandwich generation. Not only do they have to take care of their children that are in an economy where they may not be finding a job, but now they're seeing how healthcare impacts their parents. And they're getting caught taking care of them for long-term care, taking care of their medications, taking care of their illnesses. So they're actually now starting to finally see what those costs are. And they're starting to now figure out, uh-oh, I can't leave my head in the sand. So they are waking up to this. So that's one of the exciting parts of being in this topic and this subject right now.
Yeah. The when you look at people on both ends of this, you know, if somebody's, would you also tell them one of the things they should do is try to pay themselves first? You know, that old rule about pay yourself 10% first before you pay all your bills. Because if you listen to Susie Orman, she freaks you out and says you have to pay all those credit cards off this second, today, tomorrow, even if you have to take five jobs. So you, when you listen to that, you think, oh my gosh, I mean, I am just drowning in this. What do you advise in that situation? I guarantee the people in the nooks and crannies out there are hearing that.
As I explained to my 80-year-old clients, are you planning on getting a new mortgage?
No.
And they'll say no. Do you plan on racking up your credit card bill because you want to go buy a new stereo or you want to get the latest iPod or whatever it may be? And the answer is usually no. Why do you care if you have debt? It's about funding your lifestyle, and it's about funding your health. If you can't fund for your health, nothing else matters. If you have debt, I'm not encouraging people to rack up debt, but if you have debt, you have to manage it just like anything else, and I'm not going to tell people to take away from their health and their lifestyle to pay down the debt. Because what are they going to do with an 80-year-old person?
Right, exactly. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I love it. Pushing in the different direction. So what you don't know about retirement will hurt you, Dan McGrath. You get that. You can pick that up on Amazon, right?
Pick that up on Amazon and also at yourretirementcost.org as well. If you want to run the report, we're going to give a couple chapters for free. And we also have the opportunity to buy the book as well there.
Excellent. Dan, thanks so much. Great information. Appreciate it. You have a great one.
You too. Thank you very much. Have a great night.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.